A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start off with some sevens rugby. Blitzbox loose forward Zane Davids will celebrate his 50th sevens tournament for the team tomorrow in Perth, Australia. 8 years after debuting in 2017. Now the 27-year-old calls it a proud moment, matching the joy of his first cap. As a key player for the Blitzbox, Davids aims to lead by example as co-captain, continuing the team's winning momentum from Cape Town.
We should pick up another 1% or 10% up mentally, physically as well, because we know it's not going to be easy. Us as a group and as a team, we have to just be mentally ready and physically ready for that. And I think the guys will be up for it. We can't have the same mentality as Cape Town. We have to take it in one notch up.
A look at some cricket quickly. The weather seems to be playing its part so far as the Durban Super Giants ready themselves for Paarl Royals in the SA20 later. First ball at Kingsmead Stadium is at 5:30. And then over to some football. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they'll end up getting what they deserve if they go out of the Champions League. Now, his side gave up a 2-0 lead to lose 4-2 against Paris Saint-Germain last night. They now must win their final game against Club Brugge to have a chance of reaching the knockout stages.
Bigger stages and the big teams, we struggle and have to accept it. You know, simple as that, we have to accept it that they were better. I said to the players, accept it and recover, go to Chelsea to recover. And after, of course, the Champions League to try to qualify. But it's the same. At the end, we have to recover our game.
Bouncing over to tennis to close, defending champion Jannik Sinner barely broke his sweat before dumping local favourite Alex de Minaur out of the Australian Open. Now the world number one Italian beats the 8th seed de Minaur in straight sets 6-3, 6-2, 6-1 to set up a semi-final clash with Ben Shelton tomorrow. In the women's singles, Aryna Sabalenka has reached a third consecutive Australian Open final. The two-time defending champions claimed a straight sets victory over Spain's Paula Badosa in the last four in Melbourne. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.